Hey, and welcome to another episode of the Learn to Code With Me podcast. I'm your host, Laurence Bradford, and today's episode is all about how to brand yourself online as a techie. But first, a quick word about this episode's sponsors. Do you want to automate your workflow to save hours of manual data entry? MailParser takes email data and uses parsing filters to help you understand your customers. Get a free trial and 30% off your first year over at mailparser.io/learn-to-code-with-me. Product design is a lucrative and in-demand skill. With online programs, flexible classes, and one-on-one mentoring, Thinkful's product design program can help you land a job as a product designer. To find out more and to get $500 off, go to learn-to-code-with.me/Thinkful. In today's episode, I talk with Marie Armstrong. Marie is a recent business graduate with experience from top IT companies, and this summer, she'll be starting a full-time job at Microsoft. Marie discusses how to stand out to employers if you're not a straight A student, and the importance of personal branding. So things like creating a logo, a website, a strong social media presence, and so forth, to get your name heard so that you can become more visible to potential employers. We also discuss applying to tech internships, so if that's something you're interested in, this episode will be relevant to you too. Enjoy the interview. Hey, Marie, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much. I am so excited to get into this.
Yeah, we're really excited to have you. And I just wanted to congratulate you first because you just graduated from college in May, which at the time of recording, we're in early June. So basically, you just graduated.
Yep, I sure did. It's super exciting time. And I'm ready to get started on my full-time job.
Awesome. Can't wait to get into all that. But first, I would love if you could tell us a bit about what you studied at university and why you picked the subject that you chose.
Yeah, of course. So I've always had a very entrepreneurial drive, but not entirely sure what I was good at. So from selling lemonade as a little kid to starting a photography business in high school, geared towards seniors who couldn't afford the outrageous prices for senior photos, I started myself in business at a well-known engineering school. Little did I know that I was not just doing standard business, I was also integrating IT into several of my classes. IT was something I was kind of unfamiliar with, but I soon realized I had a passion for it, and my professors pointed that out as well. I like to call my degree the best of both worlds. It bridges the gap between the technical and the non-technical side, business and management information systems, or some at some schools, it's management information systems. I soon realized how desired this degree was when I landed my first internship with hardly any experience under my belt.
Ooh, okay. So what was the actual like name of the degree that you graduated with?
So it's Business and Management Information Systems.
Okay, got it.
So it's business, and then I like to say how I explain it is business, and then it integrates IT with it as well.
Right. So then what was your first internship that you got that you said you didn't really have much experience before landing in?
Yes. So my first internship was with a company called Jack Henry & Associates, and I was doing project management, but the company itself was a software company. So I was not just doing your typical project management. I was also including a technical aspect to it. And Jack Henry Associates actually does financial software. And I wasn't super familiar with the company just because when it comes to financial software, that's not a huge up and coming thing right now in the news. But the more I started working with the company, it's actually one of the top, it's like number one IT company right now on Forbes, I believe, or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, because so, I was going to say, I don't think I ever heard of that before. Mm-hmm. So it's making financial software for other companies.
For banks and then credit unions as well.
Gotcha. Yes. And where was that internship located?
So it was actually located in Springfield, Missouri.
Is that where you live currently?
I am from Rolla, Missouri, even smaller than Springfield. I'm from a small town, and that's actually where my school is at. And the school is called Missouri University of Science and Technology. And we are part of the UM system. So if you're familiar with like Mizzou, we are the engineering school. We are the elite engineering school in Missouri.
I have to admit that a lot of my Missouri knowledge comes from the show Ozark.
Oh, you know, God. The TV show. That's never a good thing.
Well, I'm somewhat, but now I feel like, sidetracking here, but the one son in the show, right, wants to go to Mizzou. So they're always talking about Mizzou.
We actually get pretty upset in the Ozarks because of how it portrays Missouri. We're like, okay, it's not quite like that, but I guess depending on where you go, anything can be like that.
No, I totally get it. I had someone on the show recently. This was though before we actually hit the record button. We were talking about it because he was from Connecticut.
Yeah.
And he was from a town in Connecticut that there's a TV show based on called, oh gosh, American Housewife.
Yes.
So some people in the town don't love the portrayal that they're giving somebody in Connecticut town. So no, totally get it. Sorry. We're sidetracking there a bit, but
it's all good.
Okay. So you studied at, in Missouri, and this internship was located. So it wasn't remote basically. Like you were traveling there every day to work there.
Actually it's 2 hours from where I went to school and where I live. And so I was living there I shouldn't say all by myself. It was a 40-hour job, and I was living by myself, but that's just part of being an adult. So, I moved there for the summer, worked 40 hours every week, and I got a lot of great experience that I had not had prior. So,
yeah, and I believe you had a few other internships, right, after this one?
Correct. So, after that one, I started noticing that it was a lot more desirable. I had some internships while I was in school, and those were not as technical oriented. Those were actually marketing internships, which I wanted to gravitate towards just different aspects of business so I could be a well-rounded person. So I had a marketing internship, and then one of my bigger internships was with MasterCard, and that was in St. Louis, Missouri. And that was a big step for me. I had always just thought, it's MasterCard. They're always, on the news or something in a good light. So I was really excited to have that opportunity. And I was doing technical project management there as well, since it is still software oriented.
Right. And I would love to hear a bit about how you landed those positions. To be honest, like we don't talk a lot about internships on the show. Like we talk a lot about getting jobs in tech, but usually they're for people that are, outside of college, wherever they may be in life, further in their career. So I would love to hear just what your experience was like getting those.
Yes, of course. And so my school, I'm really thankful for. They bring us a lot of really good opportunities. And so these companies come to this engineering school, not specifically looking for business students. They're actually kind of looking for more of the engineering type, whether it's engineer management or computer science, computer engineering. And so I'm competing with engineers when it comes to some of these jobs. And I want the same jobs that they have, and I am capable of doing those. I have the soft skills, and I'm willing to learn the hard skills as well. So when I would go into these interviews, I would try to bring something that the engineers wouldn't be bringing. And that could be my personal experience, my personal personality, and then just a little bit more of the creative aspect and the business aspect opposed to just the technical side of engineering. So I tried to bring something different to the table when it came to those jobs. And they really liked that because some of these engineers, they possess the hard skills, but not the soft skills. So those are both equally as important, but the hard skills can be taught. So that's kind of how I would bring it to the table. I have a willingness to learn.
Got it. So then your MasterCard internship, was that last summer?
Yes, that was last summer. And that was in St. Louis.
Awesome. So what are you doing now after you, or now that you've graduated?
So starting in November, I was actually looking for my full-time job search. And I'd say starting then, I was trying to figure out exactly, you know, where I wanted to go, where I wanted to be. But at that point, I was just kind of feeling things out and seeing what interviews I could get. So I had an interview with a software company in Denver, and then I had an interview with Microsoft as well. And coming from a business student at an engineering school, I felt like people were kind of upset with how I was landing these positions, and or not positions, but at least interviews, and they were having a hard time getting these interviews. So I was kind of like stepping back and thinking, okay, like, what am I doing differently? And maybe I could help my friends figure out what they could be doing to make themselves more desirable or more marketable.
And what were some of the things that you were doing to stand out for these, you know, to these software companies and companies like Microsoft?
Of course. So some of the things that I would kind of do to help get these interviews or get my name out there, I would contact some of the people that would come to our school, or I knew were recruiters for Microsoft or other companies that I wanted to work for. And I would maybe message them on LinkedIn, maybe try to email them and say, hey, I'd like to set up a phone call and kind of discuss your professional background. I'm really interested. And then maybe possible opportunities for me with the company. And 9 times out of 10, people will say yes. They would love to talk about themselves, talk about the company. So that's kind of how you could get your foot in the door there in making these personal connections, so that way you can go a little bit further down.
And was there anything special that you maybe sent them when you reached out? Like, or maybe you just like had a really strong LinkedIn profile or anything else that could have made you stand out besides the message that you sent?
Yeah, of course. So having a strong LinkedIn profile is super important. And I did want to talk about that further down, discussing how you can really brand yourself for your dream job, because it's possible. Another way that I was, when I was in these interviews, I was finding a way to relate to people more on a personal level, instead of just having this conversation back and forth, maybe asking them a little bit about themselves, and you might have something in common with them. The world is pretty small, so having something in common with the person who is interviewing you can go a very long way.
Right. And then when you were, you know, doing these reach outs and mm-hmm. interviewing, did you have any weak points that, you know, or questions they asked about skills or something that you knew you were lacking? And if so, how did you kind of position that to your favor?
Yeah, so my grades, I would say my grades were not up to par, and I knew this, and I'd still have my grade on my resume, but I needed to emphasize, elaborate in other areas. And one of those areas was all my experience. And there's other ways to get all this experience opposed to just your grades. And making sure you're branding yourself and getting your name out there in the right way is how you can get the experience, even if your grades are not outstanding. And that was exactly my situation. I was struggling with my grades, and I was worried that I wasn't going to get the job that I wanted. And so I really kind of worked a different way to get the experience.
So like on your resume then, for instance, did mm-hmm. you just have your degree and GPA lower down, or and just like had the experience higher up and was mm-hmm. like a more elaborate section?
Actually, I had pretty much left standard on the resume up higher. But what I did was I had a very elaborate experience section, as well as some of my like volunteer work and some of my other stuff, freelance stuff that I did do. So maybe just not focusing in on your GPA and your, I mean, my school is great, but my GPA was not, but my experience was what really would show.
Yeah. I feel like I haven't even, I'm just thinking of resume writing in general. And I'm thinking, I don't even, I think I did have my grades and GPA on there because that was something I was proud of. But I feel, do you even have to have your GPA? Like, is that like a hard requirement?
It's honestly, it's coming down to where it's not as big of a deal. And that's what I really try to emphasize is it's not. And when people are like, oh, I'm not, I didn't get an A in that class, I'm like, okay, well, if anything, just work harder in a different area, get, start a business, do something else. Because if your grades are lacking, there's other ways to improve.
Got it. And I'm curious, like, were your grade, was it kind of the same situation for you in high school? Or did you have like really stellar grades in high school? I don't know.
It was even worse in high school, to be honest. I did not enjoy high school at all. I don't particularly know why, but I just was not interested in it. And I considered not even necessarily going the route that I went, going to college. I was going to do something, but I just didn't know. And the reason I really like telling kind of the story and tip is because I feel anyone's really capable of getting their name out there if you're willing to put your mind to it. I mean, I started not knowing if college was for me, and now I'm packing my bags and moving on to my dream job.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Yeah. I know. In high school, I, my grades weren't terrible, but they weren't that good. I did significantly better than once I got to college.
Same.
Yeah, I did not do that great in high school. I know some other people have like the opposite story where they did really well in high school and then college things maybe sort of changed, but I guess it's different for everyone, you know?
It is.
Yeah. So what other advice could you share then for someone looking for a job that maybe, you know, lacks in whether it's grades or some other part areas on their resume to stand out to potential employers?
So something I suggest is being present on LinkedIn and keeping it up to date and maybe posting a little bit. I know it's hard to say, what am I doing that's that interesting? I don't want to post anything, but even a project you're working on and try to draw it into something more personable. And people love that stuff on LinkedIn. So definitely being present on LinkedIn, keeping it up to date, and then a positive post. Another thing I suggest is creating a website. And whether you're a developer or not, I think a website is great. It's a great place to showcase all of your current projects and your creative side. Even if you really enjoy hiking or rock climbing, I think it's a really good place to show your personality, because you can't really show that on your resume. Can't show it on LinkedIn, but stuff like that can go a long way, especially when I was talking about having the soft skills and the hard skills. Some of those things are soft skills that aren't shown until they know a little bit more about you. And then
I have
a couple more suggestions.
Oh yeah, go for it. Share them. Yeah.
So one of the things I did was actually create a logo. This is kind of odd and people are like, why would you do that? But think of yourself as like a business, and the recruiters out there are almost like customers. You want to get your personality and your business out there. So how are you going to do that? And maybe creating like a logo with your name, you know, something that shows a little bit of your personality. You can use this on emails. You can use this on your website. You can use this on business cards maybe you hand out. And that will really make them remember you. Just something different like that. And I think it's super important to, when you're really good at something and you keep it to yourself, that's no good. I think you should share your knowledge with the world and make sure you're emphasizing your brand while you're doing this. So that way people can refer to you. You can share different skills through YouTube, through a podcast like this, through a freelance job, volunteer work, and then like leadership positions. And then one other thing I really suggest is getting a professional headshot done. There's a lot of times when I've had to upload a headshot. I think I had to upload one for this podcast. There's constantly, you should have a good headshot done. So that way people can see exactly who you are and you can post it on LinkedIn, wherever you need to. So those are a couple tips I have just to make sure your brand is out there and it's penetrating and people can refer back to you and know exactly where that brand came from.
Sit tight, podcast listeners. We're taking a quick break to hear a word from our sponsors. Small businesses spend a lot of time managing logistics and trying to understand their customers. MailParser is a leading email processing tool that makes these things a lot simpler. First, you'll forward emails to MailParser manually or with custom email filters. Then, MailParser uses custom parsing rules to automatically extract the important information you need from the email body or attachments. You can view the extracted data on your MailParser dashboard or use webhooks to automatically send the data to your other business applications. MailParser offers a suite of parsing filters that are highly flexible and that can render custom output from almost all structured data. Whether you are capturing leads, analyzing order information, or figuring out what new features your customers want, you can do it efficiently with MailParser. Get a free 14-day trial to see if you like it. Then 30% off the first year of service at mailparser.io/learn-to-code-with-me. Thinkful is a coding program that's designed to get you your dream job in tech. With online programs, flexible classes, and 6 months of support from a career coach, it's the perfect place to start your new career. In 2019, LinkedIn named product design one of the most promising jobs in the United States. With a median base salary of just over $121,000, this is a lucrative and in-demand career. Thinkful's product design program is built to get you a job as a product designer or your tuition back. With one-on-one mentorship and a support team behind you, you'll work on impressive projects to build your portfolio and prove your design abilities to future employers. What's more, this course fits around your schedule, so you can get ready for your new job without having to quit your current one. 90% of course graduates are hired as full-time designers, but thanks to Thinkful's tuition reimbursement guarantee, if you don't get a job within 6 months of graduating, you'll get your money back. To find out more and get $500 off, go to learntocodewith.me/thinkful. The logo one is really interesting. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I ever heard of that before. Obviously, logos for business, but like a logo for your personal business, that's really cool.
Yeah.
I would love to know, like, what are some ways that you shared your knowledge with the world? Like, you're mentioning, like, on LinkedIn posts and stuff. Like, could you give us an example or two of what you were doing?
So just by doing this podcast, that's a part of branding myself and really getting kind of my skills that I believe could be beneficial to a lot of people out there. And then on top of that, I have a lot of people who ask me for advice through school, and I try to help them make sure that they can land the job they want, make sure their resume is up to par. And I really just enjoy seeing people do well. And I know a lot of people don't put their head, they want something really bad, but they just don't think they're good enough. And I know they are. They need to work for that. And I try to help give them the steps in showing that they are good enough and can get the job they want. And usually I've had pretty good luck. A lot of my friends, I've helped a lot of my friends out. So that's like so rewarding.
So this summer, I believe you're starting a full-time job at Microsoft.
Yeah.
What will you be doing there? And what was the application process like for that?
So I will be working as a technical account manager. And this job position is really honing in my degree and my experience. I'll be working with Microsoft's business customers to make sure their solutions are working to their potential and the business is competent with their products. So some of their products that I could be working with to make sure that they are comfortable with is business intelligence, maybe artificial intelligence, Visual Studios, which is like their developer tools, which I actually used a little bit. So it's really cool to be able to be on the other side, helping someone with that tool. And then it's really, the job is really a mix of entrepreneurial, technical, and personal skills combined into one, making sure Microsoft's customers are going to be happy and have what they need. And the interview process for this was absolutely unreal, amazing. Microsoft came to my school, did a resume review, which a resume review was just to help students who needed help with their resume, and maybe someone from Microsoft had some insight and could give advice. I happened to have my resume reviewed, and then I got the contact of the guy who did it. And normally it was like, everyone just leaves, you go home, you don't get an interview out of that. You're more just getting information. And I was like, no, like, I want this guy's contact. I'm going to try to set up a phone call with him. So I set up a phone call with him. We had a long conversation about opportunities with Microsoft, and he actually had went to my school. So we shared a lot of things in common about how we felt about our school. And so that alone went a long way. I had my first interview. I was super nervous, and all I had to do was be myself. And I was expecting this technical, hard interview. No, they just wanted me to be myself. They said, we can teach you the hard skills. We want to know that you're willing to learn and willing to and have the personality to work with our customers. And I was just so ecstatic. I was like, oh, I feel like I did something right. And then the final interview that I got to was in Texas, and that was in Las Colinas. And it was so awesome. They put us up in a hotel for 2 nights and gave us a stipend to have dinner, all sorts of stuff. It just felt like I was being treated like royalty, and it felt really good. And I was like, this is a company I think I want to work for. So I got my final offer, and I am set to move to Seattle in about a month.
Wow. My next question was going to be if you're going to be moving, and I guess you're going to answer that. So you're going to be moving to Seattle. That's awesome. So the guy who came to your school and did this like resume workshop kind of thing, was he a recruiter at Microsoft? What was his role exactly?
He was not a recruiter. He actually worked for Xbox I believe he graduated in computer science. And so he was working for Xbox. I know he was doing management, but he kind of took this on. He does this because he loves the school so much. He wanted to come back and really help, and he's done a lot to help. And so he goes and tries to make contacts with students and kind of find the ones that are really interested. So you really have to push yourself out there to let them know you are interested, because that's what they're looking for. They're looking for someone with that drive, and they're not gonna beg you to want to work there. They want someone to come up to them, call them, message them on LinkedIn, and show they're so interested. And it makes their job easier, honestly. So that's kind of how that happened. And when people ask me, I really like to explain, like, I kind of work hard to make sure I was known and present.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. I feel like it's different for someone who's been in the industry working for, you know, 10, 15 years. Like, you may have a lot of recruiters, you know, metaphorically banging on your door. But when you're new, whether you're a college graduate or transitioning later, you really have to like put yourself out there, as you're saying, make those contacts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, it sounds like, you know, you weren't shy about reaching out to people, asking for a phone call. And I imagine you, if you maybe know off the top of your head, like, how many of these kind of phone calls were you doing? Like, this guy like from Microsoft, where you were reaching out and asking for a call.
So I just did one initial call with him, kind of just getting his background on how he started there, how long he's been there. And he was more than happy to, you know, talk about his background. And then he was like, well, let me help you. Maybe I can help you push your resume through. And I was like, okay, like, that would be great. And so that's kind of how that started. And honestly, I just feel like reaching out and making that connection is just so vital. That's how they're going to remember you. So don't just follow. I want to say, don't follow the rules. Kind of break the rules, do something different. And one thing that I do that is quite different, and some people are just like, can't do it, is, so for a thank you, for saying thank you after an interview, I was like, I need to stand out. I'm not just going to write a typical email and say, thank you for your time. I actually made like a card, a thank you card, to send them through a PDF. And so they would get that, and it showed a little bit of my creative side and my personality. And it was honestly probably like getting a little birthday card. Like, it was just as exciting for them. And I could tell they really appreciated that. And It went a long way.
Do you mean like in the mail?
No. So I made like a digital card, and then I would send it to them through email.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So I was going to say, I mean, that's like definitely unique from the standard thank you email, but a thank you card, I think I've gotten thank you cards, not for jobs or something, but for other kind of business things. And I feel like getting a card in the mail is so,
it goes
like,
a long way.
Oh my God. And you're like so surprised, like who's sending me something? Yeah. Wait, what? And then you open it and it's like that person then kind of stands out in your mind forever. Like
yes,
that they went that extra step to send you a thank you card for something. And even though it's just like a little card, it's it's nowadays because no one's sending in the mail. But the problem with that is then you need to know their mailing address.
Yeah, that's the reason why I was like, well, I can't, you know, send them a physical card, so I can do this. And I feel like it still made an impact because it was like a decorative but professional thank you. And they probably showed their colleagues. They're like, hey, look what this interviewee did for me. Did they do that for you? And
yeah. So that's kinda neat. Oh, another thing I've seen, and this is more in like the line of like, actually I've seen recruiters do this, but they've done things like with GIFs.
Uh-huh.
Like where they record someone waving. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Uh-huh. Like they'll have like a sign where they'll say, thank you for talking with me or whatever, their name written on the sign though. And they'll be waving and it'll be like a little image playing, right? Or even video is kind of a long way, but I've seen like for sales type of things, like people will actually record like a 15-second video with your name saying like, you know, hey Marie, thanks so much for reaching out. Da, 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 da. And you're like, oh my goodness, this person just recorded a name. Like,
exactly.
Like, even though recording a 15-second video at your computer probably doesn't take that much effort and they're doing a lot of them, but it's just, it makes you stand out.
It does. It really does. Instead of just typing the traditional black and white email, it's like, well, I've already seen 15 of those. So something different. Just something so small like that will go such a long way.
Yeah. I'm curious, we are running low on time, but how many different companies were you interviewing at while you were also like talking to Microsoft?
One other company, and I actually flew to Denver and I was offered with them. So it was kind of difficult. And I was job searching fairly early in November and Microsoft was on the ball about it. They were so quick about things. I didn't even have to stress. It was great because I could have kept, you know, waiting, playing around, but I was like, they're quick about it. They obviously want me. And I accepted. And the entire school year pretty much, because it was November, was just so nice, so stressful. And they sent me a care package during one of my finals week. And was like, you aren't forgotten, basically. And we're so excited to have you. It had a blanket in it. It was just small stuff like that can go such a long way.
Wow. I just want to add a quick caveat that I feel like the bigger the company is, like the more they can do stuff like that. Because small startups definitely don't have like the bandwidth to like send out things because they're, you know, always scrambling to get a bunch done. But that is really exciting that when companies go the extra mile like that, that's like really awesome. That's like really, really sweet. I've heard of other companies doing stuff like similar, like but especially if someone's moving like for that job, like they'll send them like a nice little package or something, like, you know, congratulations. Cause obviously moving is like a really big deal,
it
right?
Is.
Like you're moving states to relocate your life there.
I'm from the Midwest. So moving to Seattle, totally different culture shock, but I'm ready for it.
Oh yeah, it'll be really exciting, I'm sure. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Marie, for coming on the show and for talking about all these things. Before we wrap up, is there any like final piece of advice you would like to share with people, that especially those that maybe are in college or are in like a similar college program, about just getting into tech?
Yeah, so use your expertise to your advantage and either create a business or help other people with the knowledge that you have. That will just, if you create a business, you have already put so much experience on your resume. People are so impressed with that. And then just helping people with the knowledge you have, I think it's really empowering to share some of the things that you have that maybe other people don't know how to do. And then one other thing is to always be personable and humble, especially in interviews. I think being humble and thankful, use your please and thank yous, goes a long way as well, because some people forget that. And that can really irk someone in the wrong way.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing all this. Lastly, where can people find you online?
Yes. So I will have my LinkedIn below, and then I have created a website where I show some of my current projects. So please reach out to me, contact me. If you have any questions, need some help, I would be happy to help. I'm actually working on kind of typing up a document that is almost like steps on branding yourself and getting your name out there, and then what to do pre-interview, during the interview, post-interview. So I have a lot to do, but I'm really excited about it. So please reach out to me if you have any questions.
Awesome. And we'll make sure to include all that in the show notes, all the links to those resources. Thank you again for coming on.
Thank you so much, Lawrence.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you're interested in becoming a tech professional like the guests on this show, there are few things more powerful for landing a job than a standout LinkedIn profile. Your LinkedIn profile can make or break your job hunt. To make sure your profile is up to speed, download my free LinkedIn profile completion checklist written specifically with technical employment in mind. You can find it at learntocodewith.me/LinkedIn. It was great to have you with me today. Join me next week to hear from another successful techie or browse through the episode archives at learntocodewith.me/podcast. See you later.